Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. A joint cybersecurity advisory issued by the Five Eyes Intelligence Alliance is warning that frontier artificial intelligence models capable of advanced, autonomous hacking are just months away from public availability, and this has significant implications for the global cyber threat landscape. The Five Eyes Alliance, comprising the United States, United Kingdom, Canada, Australia, and New Zealand, issued this advisory on 22 June 2026, urging organizations to take immediate action to protect themselves against these emerging threats. The warning matters because it shifts the cyber threat conversation from speculative future risk to an immediate, near-term operational concern. For India, which is not a Five Eyes member, the advisory is a timely benchmark for hardening critical information infrastructure under bodies such as CERTIN and the NCIIPC. But why does this matter? The reason is that the Five Eyes Alliance is the world's oldest and most integrated signals intelligence sharing partnership, binding five Anglosphere democracies into a single intelligence sharing community. This alliance grew out of the UCSA Agreement of 1946. A post-World War II understanding between the US and the UK to share signals intelligence. It built on wartime cooperation in code-breaking, and later, Canada, Australia, and New Zealand were brought in, creating the Five Nation, Five Eyes, by the mid-1950s. So what exactly does the alliance do? The lead agencies, including the US National Security Agency, the UK GCHQ, Canada CSE, the Australian Signals Directorate, and New Zealand's GCSB share raw intercepts, analysis, methods, and increasingly, cyber defense guidance, as in 22 June 2026 advisory. Cyber defense arms such as the UK's NCSC and the US CISA now co-author public advisories of this kind. Now, let us turn to the AI cyber warning. The joint advisory's central claim is that frontier AI will compress the timeline between a capability existing in a research lab and that capability being usable by ordinary attackers. Agencies assessed that AI models giving advanced hacking capability are months, not years from public availability. Such models could automate the discovery of vulnerabilities, write working exploit code, and chain attacks at machine speed, lowering the skill threshold for sophisticated intrusions. The danger is amplified by widespread weaknesses that already exist in most networks, unsupported legacy systems, slow patching cycles, weak identity controls, and the absence of tested incident response plans. The advisory frames the threat as urgent precisely because the defensive gaps are well known and slow to close, while the offensive tooling is about to get dramatically cheaper and faster. The agency singled out four categories of weakness that offensive AI is expected to exploit most aggressively. These include legacy systems, slow patching, weak identity and access management, and the absence of incident response planning. The Five Eyes agencies recommended a set of defensive priorities that are deliberately practical rather than speculative. First, reduce system exposure and attack surface by removing internet-facing services that are not essential and segmenting networks. Second, accelerate patching by shrinking the time between vulnerability disclosure and remediation, prioritizing internet-facing and high-value systems. Third, retire legacy systems by replacing or isolating end-of-life hardware and software that can no longer be secured. Fourth, strengthen identity and access management by enforcing multi-factor authentication, least privilege access, and strong credential hygiene. Fifth, test incident response plans by rehearsing and validating IR playbooks so that response is fast and coordinated when an intrusion occurs. What makes this significant is that the common thread is cyber resilience, assume breaches will happen faster and design systems to limit blast radius and recover quickly. But what exactly is frontier AI and offensive AI? Frontier AI refers to the most capable, general-purpose AI models at the leading edge of the field, typically large models whose full range of capabilities, including potentially dangerous ones, is not yet fully understood even by their developers. Offensive AI is the application of such models to attack rather than defend, automating reconnaissance, vulnerability discovery, exploit generation, phishing content, and intrusion at scale and speed beyond human attackers. Now, let us consider the India context. India is not a Five Eyes member, but the advisory is directly relevant to its fast-expanding digital and critical infrastructure footprint. India's cybersecurity architecture includes CERTIN, the Indian Computer Emergency Response Team, which is the national nodal agency for cyber incidents, operating under the Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology. NCIIPC, the National Critical Information Infrastructure Protection Center, protects designated critical information infrastructure in sectors such as power, banking, telecom, transport, and defense, functioning under the National Technical Research Organization. India has also been building its AI policy and capability, with the India AI Mission approved in 2024, which builds national AI compute, datasets, safety institutions, and skilling, including an AI Safety Institute track to study risks like those the Five Eyes flagged. India hosted the AI Impact Summit in February 2026, positioning itself in the global conversation on safe, inclusive, and trustworthy AI, a debate that now must include offensive AI and critical infrastructure resilience. The dual-use nature of frontier AI means India's defensive posture and its AI development ambitions are two sides of the same policy coin. So what does this mean for India's strategic position? The advisory signals a structural shift. The cost and skill needed to launch sophisticated cyber attacks is collapsing, while defensive fundamentals, such as patching, legacy retirement, and IAM, remain unevenly implemented. The asymmetry favors attackers unless defenders act on the well-understood basics now. For India, three priorities follow. First, harden critical information infrastructure by mandating faster patching and accelerating the retirement of legacy systems across power, banking, and telecom, the sectors NCIIPC oversees. Second, build offensive AI awareness into the India AI Mission and the AI Safety Institute, treating cyber misuse as a first-order safety risk alongside bias and misinformation. Third, deepen international cyber cooperation. While India is outside Five Eyes, partnerships through the Quad, bilateral cyber dialogues, and cert-to-cert cooperation can give it timely threat intelligence. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The Five Eyes members are the United States, United Kingdom, Canada, Australia, and New Zealand. The founding basis of the alliance is the UKSA Agreement of 1946, a post-WWII's UK Signals Intelligence Pact, which expanded to five members by the mid-1950s. SIGINT, or Signals Intelligence, refers to intelligence derived from intercepting communications and electronic signals, with lead agencies including the NSA, GCHQ, CSE, ASD, and GCSB. The advisory date was 22 June 2026, warning that frontier AI hacking tools are months, not years, away. The four flagged weaknesses are legacy systems, slow patching, weak IAM, and no incident response planning. India's agencies include CERTIN, the National Cyber Incident Nodal Agency under MATWAI, and NCIIPC, which protects critical information infrastructure under NTRO and the IT Act 2000. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? This topic is relevant to GS Paper 3, which covers cybersecurity and emerging technology, including offensive AI as a cyber threat, protection of critical information infrastructure, and the roles of CERTIN and NCIIPC. It is also relevant to GS Paper 2, which covers international relations, including intelligence-sharing alliances, the Five Eyes, and the UKSA agreement, as well as India's position outside such alliances and the implications for strategic autonomy and cooperation. In conclusion, the Five Eyes Advisory on Frontier AI and Cyber Threats serves as a wake-up call for India to enhance its cyber security and AI safety measures, given its expanding digital footprint and critical infrastructure. By prioritizing cyber resilience, international cooperation, and awareness of offensive AI risks, India can better protect itself against emerging threats and maintain its strategic autonomy in the digital age.